რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ისრაელმა ღაზიდან ქვეითი ჯარის გაყვანა დაიწყო, თუმცა გააგრძელა საჰაერო თავდასხმები. აზერბაიჯანის საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობას მოუწოდებს სომხეთის წინააღმდეგ სანქციები შემოიღოს. თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის მსხვერპლთა დარჩენილი გვამები ხარკოვში გაიგზავნა. ისრაელმა ღაზიდან ქვეითი ჯარის გაყვანა დაიწყო დღეს, თუმცა გააგრძელა საჰაერო თავდასხმები, რასაც ათობით პალესტინელი ემსხვერპლა. არმიის პრეს მდივნის განცხადებით, დღეს დილით ქვეითი ჯარის უდიდესი ნაწილი უკვე ისრაელის ტერიტორიაზე იყო დაბრუნებული. პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ბენიამინ ნეთანიაჰუმ 2 აგვისტოს გვიან საღამოს განაცხადა, რომ სამხედროები გადახედავენ ოპერაციის მსვლელობას, მას შემდეგ რაც დასრულდება საზღვრის ქვეშ ჰამასის მიერ გათხრილი სამხედრო გვირაბების განადგურების პროცესი. ასეთ ფონზე კაიროში ჩავიდა ჰამასის დელეგაცია ისრაელთან ზავის პირობებზე არაპირდაპირი მოლაპარაკების გამართვის მიზნით. მოლაპარაკებების შუამავლები ეგვიპტის და შეერთებული შტატების ოფიციალური პირები იქნებიან. ისრაელმა 2 აგვისტოს განაცხადა, რომ დაგეგმილის შესაბამისად არ გაგზავნის თავის წარმომადგენლებს და პალესტინელ ისლამისტებს ბრალი დასდო საერთაშორისო შუამავლების შეცდომაში შეყვანაში. 1 აგვისტოს რამდენიმე საათში დაირღვა შეერთებული შტატებისა და გაეროს შუამავლობით ჩამოშავებული ზავი, რაშიც ჰამასი და ისრაელი ერთმანეთს სადანაშაულებენ. აზერბაიჯანის თავდაცვის სამინისტრო აცხადებს, რომ 2 აგვისტოს დილით მთიანი ყარაბაღის რეგიონთან ახლოს 4 სამხედრო დაიღუპა. სამინისტროს განცხადების თანახმად სამხედროები ემსხვერპლნენ შეტაკებებს სომეხთა დივერსიულ ჯგუფებთან, რომლებიც აღდამ ტერტერის რაიონში ატარებდნენ ოპერაციას. განცხადების თანახმად აზერბაიჯანის თანაყოფებმა თავდასხმა მოიგერიეს. 3 აგვისტოს გავრცელებულ განცხადებაში აზერბაიჯანის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრო საერთაშორისო თანამეგობრობას მოუწოდებს სომხეთის წინააღმდეგ სერიოზული სანქციები შემოიღოს. პარალელურად მთიანი ყარაბაღის თვითგამოცხადებულმა რესპუბლიკამ განაცხადა, რომ 2 აგვისტოს მისმა სამხედროებმა მოიგერიეს თავდასხმა, რის შედეგადაც დაიღუპა ყარაბაღის 1 მეომარი და 7 აზერბაიჯანელი სამხედრო. განცხადება გავრცელა სომხეთის თავდაცვის სამინისტრომაც, რომელშიც იტყობინება, რომ შაბათს აზერბაიჯანელმა სამხედროებმა სოფელ კემერლის პოზიციებიდან ცეცხლი გაუხსნეს სომხურ სოფელს. ბოლო დღეებში გახშირდა სროლა აზერბაიჯანის და სომხეთის შეერაღებულ ძალებს შორის ყარაბაღის ახლოს. 1 აგვისტოს შეერთებულმა შტატებმა მხარეებს მოუწოდა დაუყოვნებლივი მოქმედონ დაძაბულობის განმოხდვისთვის და დაიცვან ზავი. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მალაიზიის თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის ადგილას მომუშავე საერთაშორისო ექსპერტებმა მიაგნეს მსხვერპლთა დარჩენილ გვამებს, რომლებიც უკვე ჩაიტანეს ხარკოვში. ქალაქში 3 აგვისტოს დილით ჩავიდა 4 საგანგებოდ აღჭურვილი სატვირთო მანქანა, რითიც გვამების ნაწილები და დაღუპულთა პირადი ნივთები გადაიტანეს. კატასტროფის ადგილზე მუშაობას განაგრძობს 70-მდე ექსპერტი ჰოლანდიიდან და ავსტრალიიდან. 17 ივლისს მომხდარ ავიაკატასტროფას ბორძენ ყოფი 298 ადამიანი ემსხვერპლა. ჰოლანდიაში უკვე გაიგზავნა 220-ზე მეტი კუბო. ვითარება დაძაბული რჩება ადგილზე, რომელსაც სრულად არც პრორუსულად განწყობილი მეამბოხეები აკონტროლებენ და არც უკრაინის არმია. ადგილობრივი ოფიციალური პირების განცხადებით, დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის სიახლოვეს შეტაკებებს 3 აგვისტოს 9 სამოქალაქო პირი შეეწირა. უკრაინის არმია იტყობინება, რომ შეტაკებების ბოლო რაუნდში მას დანაკარგი არ განუცდია. ოფიციალური პირებისა და ადგილობრივი ხალხის ინფორმაციით, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს სახელით ცნობილი ექსტრემისტული ჯგუფის მებრძოლების 3 აგვისტოს ჩრდილოეთ ერახში 2 პატარა ქალაქს დაეპატრონენ. ქალაქები ზუმარი და სინჯარი დაეცა ინტენსიური ბრძოლის შემდეგ, რომელიც 2 აგვისტოს ექსტრემისტ მეამბოხეებსა და უსაფრთხოების ქურთ ძალებს შორის გაიმართა. სააგენტო როიტერსი ასევე იტყობინება, რომ სუნიტი ექსტრემისტები დაეპატრონენ ქალაქ ვანას, რომელიც ჩრდილოეთ ერახში სტრატეგიულად მნიშვნელოვან კაშხალთან ახლოს მდებარეობს. ისლამური სახელმწიფო, რომელიც აიდისგან გამოყოფილ ჯგუფს წარმოადგენს, დიდი მოცულობის ტერიტორიას დაეპატრონა მას შემდეგ, რაც ბოლო თვეებში ერაყის ჩრდილოეთ და დასავლეთ რეგიონებზე მიიტანა იერიში. ქაბულში განახლდა ავღანეთის საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების ბიულეტენების შემოწმება, თუმცა 2 კანდიდატიდან ერთ-ერთი, აბდულა აბდულა, უარს აცხადებს პროცესში მონაწილეობაზე. დამოუკიდებელი საარჩევნო კომისიის პრესმდივანმა ნურ მუჰამედ ნურმა განაცხადა, რომ კომისიამ 3 აგვისტოს დილით ადრე დაიწყო ბიულეტენების შემოწმება ავღანელი და საერთაშორისო დამკვირვებლების თანდასწრებით. ნურმა აბდულას გუნდს პროცესში მონაწილეობისკენ მოუწოდა და განაცხადა, მათ აღარ აქვთ მიზეზები პროცესში მონაწილეობაზე უარის თქმისთვისო. აბდულას გუნდის განცხადებით უთანხმოება ეხება აუდიტის მიერ ალბი ბიულეტენების ნამდვილებისგან განცალკევების ფორმას. ავღანეთში საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნების მეორე ტური 14 ივნისს გაიმართა. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცალკე გაეცნობით ჩვენი რადიოს ვებსაიტზე. მისი მისამართია radiotavisupleba.ge.
In Portuguese we say, a melhor variedade mundial no Music Mix da Voz da América.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
Thanks for stopping by Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. Another 2 hours of great music coming for you, including a new album from Australia's Stu Larsen, plus John Hyatt, Michelle Indegiacello, Fink, and our in-studio visit with LP.
You only see what people want you to see. Like, you know, as an artist, the trials that we go through will show you the ones that were, like, easy. It's like, yeah, you didn't see the depths of horror that can go on, you know.
Her name is Laura Pergolizzi. Henceforth, we will call her by her stage name, LP. She's from New York, started her indie rock career when David Lowery from the band Cracker spotted her in the 1990s. She sang on their 1998 album, Gentleman's Blues, and David would produce her debut in 2001. Another album would follow in 04, but then she headed west to pursue songwriting, and she did so in a big way, writing hits for Cher, Rihanna, Backstreet Boys, and many others. But a few years ago, LP wanted to get back in the game as a performing artist. A 2012 EP set the stage for her new album, Forever For Now. And to tell an interesting tale, LP will join us as our in-studio guest this week. But first, we're going to start with those Nickel Creek folks. A new album, their first in almost a decade, called A Dotted Line, came out in the spring, but that hasn't slowed down their pace of solo releases. Chris Thiele, Sean, and Sarah Watkins have all released multiple solo albums during their hiatus, and now one has released another solo record hot on the heels of A Dotted Line. We'll get to the solo work after this new track from that album called A Dotted Line. This is You Don't Know What's Going On, Nickel Creek on Acoustic Cafe.
Well, it's time for me to live the good life on the road and to forgive her for the lies that she sold me. We're falling in love and that's what you do. I didn't know and I feel like a fool now watching her go, cause I play by the rules. I guess we were a bum and that's what I get for trying my best. The road led to your door. The good life ain't the good life anymore if it doesn't include you. If you send me away, cause you don't believe I tried my best to believe it hurt, to believe I could turn it around.
Something you heard made you mad. Because if you think you know me in all my deep ways, then you should leave this liar alone. And don't say you love me, don't say you care. Keep your kind words to yourself. Since you're
Sean Watkins from the band Nickel Creek on Acoustic Cafe. Just a couple of months after the release of another Nickel Creek album, Sean Watkins has released another solo record. It's called All I Do Is Lie. Great guests on here, including Gillian Welch, Sebastian Steinberg, his sister Sarah, of course, and we just heard the song called Don't Say You Love Me. And then before that, You Don't Know What's Going On. That was the voice of Chris Thiele leading the band Nickel Creek from the new album called A Dotted Line. Well, just last year, Ethan Johns got in the game as a performing artist after 20 years of producing lots and lots of people, including Ray LaMontagne, Ryan Adams, and on and on and on. Ethan is the son of the legendary producer Glyn Johns, and he has now come back with another solo album and kind of a concept album about a British man coming to America way back when in the 1800s. The album's called The Reckoning, and it's produced by his old friend Ryan Adams, as a matter of fact. The song here is called Go Slow. This is Ethan Johns on Acoustic Cafe.
There once was a boy from the lowlands, Thomas the Younger his name, born of the summer rain. The bark of the apple tree would scuff up his knees. He lay cradled in its branches till dark, waiting for the sound of his harp. Go slow, Thomas the Younger, born of the summer rain. With horse and with cart, he brought in the harvest. The autumn he idled away. His time grew short as the day. Go slow, Thomas the Younger, born of the summer rain. His brother James Younger, a few years the older, a good heart with a dark turn of mind, had been gone now for some length of time. Go slow, Thomas the Younger, born of the summer rain. Restlessly yearning, Tom started his journey, though he was barely a man. By winter he'd reached the new land. Go slow, Thomas the Younger, born of the summer rain.
Obscure and oblique, inscrutable and vague, so hard to pin down. I wanna leave open mouths when I speak, want people to cry when I put them down. I wanna be either old or young, don't like where I've ended up or where I've begun. I always feel I must get things in the can, I just can't handle it the way I am. Why am I so straight and simple? People see through me like I'm made of glass. Why can't I deepen with graying temples? Am I growing out of my class? Somewhere else, I feel impatient like a girl on the shelf. They say that I should live sirrah, sirrah, but I am such an ordinary star. Cool walking, smooth talking, straight smoking, fire smoking, cool walking, smooth talking, yeah. Just wanna be misunderstood, I wanna be feared in my neighborhood. Just wanna be a moody man, say things that nobody can understand.
Cool walking, smooth talking, straight smoking, fast talking. Cool walking, smooth talking, straight smoking, fast talking.
Cool walking,
smooth talking, straight smoking, fast talking.
Straight smoking, fast talking, yeah.
Got a very nice email from a listener named Donna who said, you know, I never hear that Pete Townsend, Ronnie Lane album called Rough Mix. Didn't hear it when it came out. Don't hear it much now. Well, that's for sure. It came out in 1977. It was a one-off from Pete Townsend of The Who and Ronnie Lane of The Faces, Rough Mix, and we just heard the song called Misunderstood. That album was produced and engineered by Glyn Johns. Glyn's son is Ethan Johns, and he just put out a second solo album, and it is called The Reckoning, and we just heard the song called Go Slow from Ethan Johns. Let's go back to that Rough Mix thing for just a second. Ronnie Lane from The Faces, he eventually moved to America to live and lived out his final days in America. MS took him at just the age of 51 in 1997. While he was in Austin, Texas, he befriended Alejandro Escovedo. In 1998, Alejandro and his trio came to our studios and did this tribute to Ronnie Lane with a song that Ronnie did with The Faces back in the 1970s.
This one's called Debris. It's a song by Ronnie Lane. You on the debris at the Sunday morning market. You were sorting through the odds and ends. You was looking for a bargain. I heard your footsteps at the front door. That old familiar love song. And you knew that I'd be waiting there at the top of the stairs. I went there and back just to see how far it. Tried to tell me, but
trouble at the depot. With the General Workers Union. And he said they'd never change a thing. They won't bite and they're not working.
South by Southwest Festival, Alejandro Escovedo paid tribute with his band to the late Lou Reed, who passed away last October. Back in 1998, he was paying tribute to another fallen hero of his, Ronnie Lane from The Faces. That was Alejandro live in our studios, 1998, doing the song called Debris, which The Faces did back in the early 1970s. And just ahead, it's a Cars classic revisited, and our in-studio guest, LP.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
It was 30 years ago this summer, 1984. The Cars hit their peak with an album called Heartbeat City. Five top 40 singles capped what had been a decade-long uphill battle from the band's start in 1973 through their 1978 debut and their fifth release in 1984. One of those huge hits was a song called Magic, which you're hearing now, and that has little or nothing to do with singer-songwriter Chris Delmhorst, except for this. Last week on the show, we played something from Chris's new album called Blood Test and noted that her last album in 2011 was called Cars and, in fact, was a collection of Cars covers. Chris was a teenager back when those Cars songs were all hits. Many of those were folk rock recreations of the new wave sounds from the Cars, but in a couple of cases, she really transformed the song into something brand new. This is Chris Delmhorst with her version of the Cars' Magic on Acoustic Cafe.
Summer, turn me upside down. Summer, summer, summer. It's like a merry-go-round. I see you under the midnight, all shackles and bows. High shoes with the cleats clicking, temperamental glow. Oh, will you let me know? I gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you. Twisted under
sideways down. You know you're getting twisted, and you can't calm down. I see you under the midnight, love darts in your eyes. How far can you take it till you realize there's magic in your eyes? I gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you tonight. Gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you, gotta hold on you. It's magic, uh oh, it's magic.
Northeast, that is singer-songwriter Chris Delmhorst off an album in 2011 of Nothing But Cars covers and her version of the Cars song from 30 years ago called Magic. Chris's new album, again, is called Blood Test. Well, you gotta love an album title like Suburban Sprawl and Alcohol. That was what LP called her second album in 2004. She was in the suburbs of New York City when Cracker's David Lowery spotted her performing in the late 90s and invited her to bring her unusually powerful voice to their 1998 album called Gentleman's Blues. David went on to produce LP's debut album in 2001, which started her blues-based indie rock career. But after that second album in 2004, LP went west to Los Angeles, where she started to focus solely on songwriting. Some massive success came with that move, penning hits for Cher, Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera. She even co-wrote this massive 2011 hit for Rihanna. But a few years ago, she thought it might be time to get back into the performing end of music as an artist. A 2012 EP has led to a major label release this summer with an album called Forever For Now. To fill in the story a bit and play some cool acoustic versions of the new songs, LP and guitarist Tim Fagan join us this week as our in-studio guests on Acoustic Cafe.
The fact is, Forever For Now is the third album. So for those who have not heard Heart-Shaped Scar and Suburban Sprawl and Alcohol, can you show the evolution from what you were doing then to what you are doing now?
Well, it was like an indie thing. That was the first one. It was like 10 years ago, or like no more than that, but... It was like my first record, and it was like kind of, it had like a bit of a southern kind of thing to it. I made it in Virginia with David Lowery, and my sound was a little bit more bluesy, you know. To me, like the bluesy thing, although I love it, I just felt like it was a bit of a dead end for me because I like pop songs and I like writing pop songs, and it's something that I love, but it's not something that I thought I was like any kind of like authority on at all. You know, I could sing the crap out of some blues, you know, for sure. But as far as my writing goes, I wasn't sure about that. But then, then I had another indie record that I was just growing as a songwriter and just trying to figure it out. I had no formal training as a songwriter, so I didn't really, I mean, a lot of people don't, but I just was like trying stuff out, you know. I went on the road, for like 3.5 years, and then I got signed to Island Def Jam in 2006, by the end of my time there, I had like all these songs, but it yielded no record, you know, like I got dropped and I just had all these songs. Then one of them got cut by the Backstreet Boys, and then I had another record deal, like a indie through Universal, and I wrote another bunch of songs. That went nowhere. And, you know, and again, it was cool. I didn't really, at the time, it wasn't like, oh, this is sad. It's like, oh, I have a record deal. I'm going to keep writing songs, you know. And then when it ended, I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? And then I got a publishing deal, and then that became my job, to write songs. And then I started to get cuts. Then it led to, like, managers going, like, what about your artist thing? Like, why don't you do that anymore? I was like, why don't I do it anymore? It's like asking, like...
I was trying.
You know, yeah. It's like, I don't know, like, what do I like getting, like, you know, the artistic crap bit out of me? Not really, you know. I mean, I'm happy to say I don't have, like, the bitterness that can come along with that. I feel really blessed, actually, to have been making a living doing this at all. But
did you feel like you were learning along the way? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Most people never get to this.
Right. Whether you like it or not, you're in school all the time. Whether you recognize that, you know, when you're getting deals and getting dropped from deals, like, this is the schooling of it all. It just, like, made me a better writer. And then I, you know, came to this part of my life with cuts from other artists buoying me a little bit and writing. Warner Brothers came to the picture and was like, you know, hey, what are you doing here? And I was like, I don't know. What am I doing here? Like, and then they were just everything that I never had, like, you know, the backing, the support, and the belief that I never had before. And it was just, you know, and then I just attributed to, like, oh yeah, I dated a bunch of people and they weren't the right one, and then there's the right one, and
right.
Then I, you know, management is included, and I just got to this point where everything was right, and you know, I'm just starting coming out.
a song that was a title track of a 2012 EP and is now included on the brand new album, Forever For Now. That is Into the Wild, as performed live by our in-studio guest this week, LP, on Acoustic Cafe.
So another huge piece of this evolution, of course, is the songwriting. There was a move from the East to the West and a ton of songwriting collaboration and cuts. Cuts, it's very important. Were you performing in this period of time when you were quite clearly writing for others? Were you still performing a bit?
No, no. In fact, the irony is as soon as I signed to a major, I had been on tour for, like I said, like 3.5 years, like solid, like 200 shows a year, you know, and then I never toured again. Huh. And I think I played out one time in like 2008, and it was of my own doing. At the end of 2009, somebody was sick that was like playing at this. It wasn't an open mic night so much as it was like a cover night at we had a live band and people would come up, like celebrities and different people would come up, like really high quality singers would go up there. So I got asked to do it, and then I did it one night and it just went off so well that they kept asking me back, and then I became like, people just started coming just to see me. And I was like, oh, you know, and it was funny because it was like, you know, I had already been around and done stuff.
Right,
and
right.
People in L.A. were coming like, you know, have you heard of this person? I've never heard of this, you know, and I
Where
was like,
have
and,
you been?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like they discovered me or something. And I was like, all right, cool. You know, I'm discovered, you know, and I was just really, it was just a fun night. It was like a Thursday night, go out and drink with my friends and, you know, play a song or two. Because I was writing a lot, like I would invite writer friends down. And then sometimes, you know, there'd be big singers that maybe I had worked with. Like one time I went down there with like Nicole Scherzinger, who I was working all day with, and we both sang a song there, and it, you know, so there's like a little bit of a like, oh, like some kind of thing happening. So I was like singing, you know, this Thursday night, like getting my voice out there and not in any kind of pursuit of anything, just for fun, you know.
Yeah.
And then that's when the end of 2010, early 2011, that's when I started to get new management who like was pushing me to write for me and to do my own thing, and we thought I'd get a little indie deal maybe, and just like it would supplement like things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turned into a whole thing.
Well, so you're writing songs, and you mentioned Backstreet Boys, but I mean, there's cuts from Cher and Christina Aguilera and Rihanna. I mean, it goes on and on. There's quite a list.
Joe Walsh.
Yeah, Joe Walsh.
Very random. That just shows the randomness of it all.
Yeah. But ostensibly, you're writing songs to be pitched at artists this period of time. Were you keeping songs back at all?
No.
Were these songs that we now hear on Forever For Now, were they songs that you felt that you would be the best person to deliver them?
Yeah, they just really all started like February of 2011 or something like that. And that's when these songs started to pop out. There's nothing pre that time on this record. It's all from then.
Huh.
I was just in a zone, you know, and I just started to roll. And as soon as these songs started to pop out, I was like, I found the deepest room in the house.
I was like,
oh, this is where they keep the stuff.
Said a lot of words along the way. Shards of love get beaten by the waves, and after it was done, I wish I'd saved the time. One less far from the plague, one more heartbeat away. I think
the hope I is. Where you gonna go? Where you gonna go? I can't tell you that now. Yeah. Someday in the sky we'll see the same sun on the rise. Yeah. Wherever you go, Paris, Tokyo, I can't say. Come around someday. My love is never gone away. It's gonna come around someday. I'll see you again. Yeah, I'll see you again.
The song is Tokyo Sunrise. Again, the original you will find on the new album Forever For Now. From our in-studio guest this week, LP, joined in the appearance by Tim Fagan playing guitar and doing some background vocals. And we'll have more from them both in the second hour on the program. Find us online at ACAFE Radio if you use the Twitter. And Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook can all be found through our regular website, which is about to become a really cool new regular website at acafe.com. ACAFE.com. And coming up, it's new Australian music from Luluk and Stu Larson, plus Buddy and Julie Miller live here.
Picking you up and making you feel good.
The world's best variety.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. In 2008, he released an album called Lies Will Keep You Out, which was only released in his native Australia. But his new album is a worldwide effort. It is called Vagabond, from the artist Stu Larson. One thing that changed between 2008 and now, Stu made friends with the artist known as Passenger, also sang on the big hit Let Her Go from Passenger a couple of years ago. This is Stu Larson and a song called 13 Sad Farewells on Acoustic Cafe.
Running free with your lullabies and the same old lines. Darling, I should have said goodbye before you even caught my eye. I can't bear to see them die. 13 sad farewells, my darling. 13 sad farewells. I will see you no more, darling. I've used all my farewells. You've been seeing her with her pretty eyes and her lovely life, and I've been waiting here. I've been killing time, hoping you will be mine, darling. I should.
we've said goodbye before you even caught my eye. No, I can't bear to see this die. 13 sad farewells, my darling. 13 sad farewells. I will see you no more, darling. I've used all my farewells. 13 sad farewells, my darling. 13 sad farewells.
And a picture play around. Look at us, we're upside down. Dazzling colors fill the page. Who could guess you are your age? All the rooms are out of place. There's me without a face. Oh, you like to ride your prettiest disguise. What a big smile, what a frown. You're dancing and jumping like a clown. You choose the best string to pull on. Then we move about to your song. Maybe fall down to your knees.
Releases out of Australia. The band is Luluk. It is actually a husband and wife, And they have a new album called Passerby. We heard the song Without a Face. LaLuke came to the attention of The National's Aaron Dessner, who produced this new album along with the band LaLuke. That's L-U-L-U-C. And before that, it was Stu Larsson. The album's called Vagabond. We heard his song 13 Sad Farewells. Leanne Womack has a new album on the way. It's called The Way I'm Living. Leanne Womack, we're thrilled to say, will be part of the Americana Fest in Nashville in September. We'll be telling you more about that as the festival approaches. You may remember her huge success back in 2000 called I Hope You Dance. We're going to remind you of that with one of the original songwriters of one of those songs in just a moment. First, new Leanne Womack and a song called All His Saints on Acoustic Cafe.
I will one day hold hands with my eternal family in his presence, and I will one day be above with his serving angels in Zion, and all his saints will have the mercy of a life eternal, and all his saints will praise him in the light of the world, and all his saints will glorify the name.
Your kisses were lying.
Cause there's something from the past buried in a shallow grave. Did you think that it was too far gone to say? Tell me now, you say that I should just go on. Now please tell me how. It's just me in the night, and I'm so broken hearted. I just wait in the dark for my dearly departed. Does my ring burn your finger? Is my love weigh you down? Was a promise too much to keep around? Yeah.
Was the fourth single from that hugely successful multi-platinum album called I Hope You Dance from Leanne Womack back in the early part of the last decade. That was a performance, though, by the song's writers, Buddy and Julie Miller. Does My Ring Burn Your Finger, performed live in our studios. Then we also heard brand new Leanne Womack music. The new album on the way is called The Way I'm Living. Next hour, it's oldies from REM and SNZ, First Aid Kit and Fink, plus more with our in-studio guest, LP.